Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. Yeah, it's a podcast, and it's also a radio show. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
I think Floyd Mayweather made like $100 million, didn't he, off the McGregor fight?
It's wild.
So now I'm asking you the question, hypothetically, right? You have that much money, and you don't have anyone that needs it. It's just your money, and you find out you're going to die in a year. How do you blow all that money? How do you Brewster Millions? Isn't that...
How much is it?
Shit.
Give me an amount.
$84 million.
And I have 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not... It's going to be in the place I buy to live in?
Yeah. Which, where would that be? 84
far,
million.
Far from here. 84 million. I'm telling you, mate, I think still me and Christine grabbed that place we like in Nyack that we looked at. That's probably gone. Something like that. Nothing crazy. 1.6
then
mil.
Then you future the house. Make but it a robot.
I make the house essentially a robot. I buy like...
An Iron Man suit?
I buy like two or three cars right away that I just want to like drive around in.
Yeah, dude. I got four Sea-Doos. Don't even know where the body of water is.
Try anything I want to do, and I'm telling you, the rest of that I would just fucking like spend on like Isabella's comfort and like, and me and Christine just have some weird harem somewhere of just like fucking weird pussy that just gets us stuff.
Damn, dude, you're gonna go Epstein, but legal ladies.
Oh, legal ladies for sure. And we'll have a. Don't forget. You think my assistant's not gonna be there?
Yeah.
Big Yay.
He's like, Jason, thank you for having me to your island.
A million people right now in their cars. Not a million, but a lot of people in their cars right now are so excited we're doing it. I got a lot of feedback on that, man. How much Raul. People love Big J's assistant? We went away for a week after that.
Was it Raul? What was the name?
Or the Raul? I don't know. But it was,
Jason. I love you so much.
Jason, I am
your
so...
Your body does things to me. I could never... Yes, Big J!
Jason, I'll be right there with your snowball. Let me lay on top of you. Please let my flesh... press on top of you. Looking at you is a cool
That's
breeze.
One of my favorite things, too. Oh, yes, Big A, I am coming.
$84 million.
I can't be around.
$84 million, I'll tell you right now, just start doing heroin.
Why?
I got a year, dude.
No, you don't want to do it for a year. A year is enough time to like track out of it and have some bad times on the end there.
True.
I'm with you on heroin.
But you launched 3 months before.
3 months before it gets to be chased. You don't want to be chasing the dragon ever.
Yeah.
You want to be enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
And then I'll fucking, and then my last week, my last week to live, dude, is when I just write and record one of the greatest power ballads of all time, probably.
Bring in a super group?
that I wrote on heroin, so I can only assume it's going to be a masterpiece.
Guess what? Your boy Dan Soder will be over on Danny Island having a real kumite with all of his favorite former fighters.
That's pretty fun to do. Rampage Jackson versus Roy Jones.
Oh, my God. Wanderlei Silva.
In a real fight.
And I'm just there in a silk robe going, gentlemen, I wonder why you've called you to this island. And Katie's standing behind me with her hand on my shoulder.
I'm staying after all that, Dan. I think you still got 20 mil left.
That's where I bury it for the greatest treasure hunt of all time.
Oh, that's not a bad idea right there. You make a fun scavenger hunt?
Yeah, but then I go into the inner city and I put the clue down.
Uh-huh.
And then it's, you know, can they solve it?
No way.
But I get with
in the
three,
inner city? No way.
You don't know some little Chicano kid from East L.A. is like, I found the El Dorado. Dance Order's El Dorado.
Your best chance is a fucking black dork.
Yep.
or a not afraid to live in that neighborhood Asian family finds that.
Yeah. Which, by the way, that's just, I'm just ooping it for that Asian family.
Besides that, that money burns out with the earth, dude.
That kid's
when the sun goes out, so does that money.
But I want to pay, doctors and I would pay like people to come in and help me find where to bury it and the clues, like literary professors to put out the word problems.
Yeah. Also, can I choose,
have a lot of fun?
Do I have to die at the end, or my last day before dying, can I pay to have myself frozen and stored in case they could possibly prolong what I have?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whatever millions that takes, deduct that from the 84.
Yeah, you're setting that up going in.
I'm setting that up right
away.
You're
going to go Walt Disney? Full Walt Disney?
Walt Disney, yeah. But I'm still, listen.
Don't forget to thaw me out once the Jews are gone.
I'm still doing 3 months of heroin, though. I'm still doing 3 months of heroin.
Yeah.
You think if you do heroin until the day you get cryogenically frozen alive.
You wake up with the itch?
When you wake up, do you have the itch? Or do you go through a genuine, where your body detox itself? I mean, you're frozen, so it's all stopped.
This is simple science.
So you think when you wake up, when they unfreeze you in 30 years, you go, oh, yeah, hey, that's nice.
You wake up and you go, hey, is Jimmy around?
Hey, did you guys see my pack of parliaments? Did you guys throw that out? You didn't throw that out, did you?
The cellophane.
Oh, it's something in the cellophane.
There's cellophane in the pack.
Is it? Do you know where it got thrown out?
Hello, human. It's 3156.
And you're like, yeah, whatever. That's cool, robot man.
That's great. You want me to make you feel nice for 30 bucks?
Oh, let me. Oh, you could put your oil on me. Come on, let me make you feel nice.
Come on, let me make you feel
Let me reboot you. I want to defrag you, baby. I want to defrag you. Oh, you carry around all the pressure. What's up?
What were we saying,
Jacob? DJ Lou how he would spend
$48 million
in a year?
It's 84.
84.
Dog. We're not shorting 84. Any of our crew.
I split it. I did the tax.
Okay.
Taxes? We're not paying
taxes. We're not worried about taxes, dude.
Let the government.
Oh, yeah.
First off, we
could have them jammed up in court for a year.
Not only that, you're right. The paper trail could go until I pass away. But more importantly, you think I won't turn my Kumite into a full-on fucking Operation Cobra?
Yeah.
I'll go Ruby Ridge on these motherfuckers.
No, I like it. I like Dan's Kumite idea. Go down being entertained by the thing you love most. You could probably, like... honestly, go back in time and create like super matches for real. You can get Sting back in your own backyard wrestling thing.
Well, I feel like Kumite would be more fun for my friends.
You know all those guys. You can go like Sting, $2 million right now. Come live with me, for a year. But every day, it's like you just live in a place where you get tortured, made angry, and you come out, and then you have to fight every day. But you have to real fight this time.
I don't want a real fight.
You want fake fights?
No, I'm telling you exactly what I want to be. I want to be the guy up in the throne.
But Kumite is violent.
Oh, it's to the death.
Okay.
I'm willing to deal with that.
Okay.
Listen, everyone's going to have to sign a certain moral contract when they come to this island.
Oh, you're going to get it. I'd get actual paperwork, honestly. Oh. Are you doing the freezing thing?
I-dub. No.
You're just going to die?
Yeah, I'm going to die.
Brave, dude.
I might go when they storm the island at the end.
Yeah.
You know, because it's technically like...
What's the thing you're most afraid of, dude? You're dying the next day anyway. You just death by cop, some dude. Ice. You go death by cop?
Yeah.
I like that idea right there.
Dude. They're going to shoot me down those stairs.
I fucking like that idea right
there.
If
I'm lucky, I'll get Conan, and someone will cut off my head and then kick it down the stairs.
Drag it out, though. I'll tell you what, if I'm doing death by cop, dude, I'm giving the speech about how things need to change in the world. I'm putting the gun in my mouth a few times, then to my head, then to them. Like, I don't know. You know, everything's going to be like, everyone's confused.
Yeah, we don't know his intentions.
They don't know what I'm doing. I'm walking back and forth just saying things got to change. And
No, that's why I think there's more glory in the Kumite. In the final round, me, you know.
Versus the person who won?
No, not at all. With my weapon, with my bear claw.
I thought the winner of the Kumite should strike you down.
Yeah, no, you're right. We got to go full Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
So I got to walk. I got to walk around, but I'm gonna have a fucking cool.
Oh yeah.
Claw hand goes over my hand.
Yes.
Hold.
It should actually probably even like fire off.
Yeah. When I close it.
Yeah. You could send it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I can give that creepy speech. Where I go.
Do you really think I was going to let you win, detective?
And he's like. Your name's Dan Soder, and you're a former comedian. And I go,
that was before the money. And before the money, I was normal. But now I'm a god.
And then I come out of the meeting, and then he kicks me.
I'm trying to think. What's the most eccentric thing? Well, let's hear Lou's.
He goes, I want Eddie.
Yeah, here. I would
buy all the smokes.
I would buy a house in Hawaii where Eddie lives and just be his neighbor, and then follow Pearl Jam around until I die.
All right,
well, you're gonna creep him out. I'll be honest with you. Everything you just said is the reason that they'll stop you from doing
that. You just named the deterioration of Pearl Jam.
Yeah. I'm gonna go be weird with Eddie Vedder for the rest of my year.
Man, you
that's too much.
Hey, you know our new neighbor was.
Would it make you that happy in life to have your last year just watching the same concert over and over again?
The songs are different each show, Jay. So yes.
All right,
but you're not gonna.
Lou, how are you getting there? Are you at least gonna? Go ahead.
Yeah, a private jet? What are you doing? Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll just give all the money for a private concert by them. Get that out of the way.
There you go. Yes.
Get that out
but
of the way.
Lou, you can knock that out for 10 mil.
I mean, for less.
Lou, I am having...
Less.
Lou,
for sure less than 10 mil.
There's a big homeless problem in Seattle, Dan.
Well, so what are you going to do? You want them to be in the Kumite? I got room.
No. A big benefit concert.
Okay.
That gives all the money to whatever causes they're into, which is a lot
okay.
of causes.
All right, dude. Someone's trying to get laid at Moon Tower. Yeah, what kind of shit is that you're saying? What?
Dude, really? I'm a Bruce Lee villain, and you're going to go save all the homeless?
Gives back. You're using your last year to give back. That's what DJ Lou's plan is, to give back for his last year.
That's what Eddie would do.
Shut the fuck up. That's such bullshit.
You know what's funny is, what if we met Eddie Vedder and he's like, if I'm going to be honest, I would do the Kumite too.
Christine would go get plastic surgery to look like Ani DeFranco and just try to be her lover.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Like fucking Boober and Liberace.
Look, Ani, I'm you.
Ani, it's me. Ani.
Yeah. $84 million.
So that's your thing. Lou just follows around. Oh,
but Lou, all right. Jacob,
Black Lou, what do you do? Make the entire outside of your house fucking purple tiger skin.
Would you buy a like at Cowboy Stadium? Would you buy one of the suites?
One of the suites, I would definitely do that. I think.
I bet you could
giant,
like buy it.
I'll buy the suite, like to own it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I wonder how many million that would cost.
Yeah, you leave it to your family afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I want a penthouse at 432 Park Avenue in Manhattan.
All right.
I want to have that. Those are like 40 to 50 million.
Whoa, why that address?
Yeah, how do you know that address? Do you know someone that lives there?
I just love the building, and I love the view.
I'm going to take a look at this.
From inside the building.
Well, let Christine bring it up.
Okay. 432 Park Avenue. $50 million right off the jump for one of these apartments.
That's where you drop
it. Oh, it's the Wiener building. Yeah, it's the Wiener building.
Let me see. What Wiener building?
I called it the Wiener building because it looked like a Wiener.
Oh, I think that's the one we see, Christine, isn't it? Like down the street? What street's it on?
Jesus.
In the sky. Moving on up. Except you guys have to have a sassy white maid.
Yeah.
Sassy black maid isn't woke, dude. You get rich, you hire a white bitch to clean your shit. A bean don't burn on the grill. Okay. I see where you're looking at, Lou.
And then I think the last thing before I go, I'm going to start my chain. It's going to be a franchise of a barbershop / car wash. So if you're just chilling on a day, you can go get your car wash and your haircut at the same time. And I think that would do really well.
Wow, man. In an unprecedented move, Black Lou's last thing goes straight as black as it could possibly be. Everything else was penthouse apartment in a nice city. And then last thing he goes, I'm going to start a barbershop. This is something very reasonable and makes sense. A barbershop / car wash that makes the best motherfucking pork sandwich you ever had in your life.
Yeah, well, then you're going to generate. Yeah, see, I'm not looking forward to the future at all. I'm talking about you got to blow this money. That's a very smart
idea. Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying. You're setting up too much life. If you're telling me really what do you do.
Because now I'm starting to rethink it.
We're talking about with no repercussions here.
We're talking about you have to spend this money.
Which, by the way.
It's going to go nowhere. It's not going to live anywhere else.
I don't think you understood that, Black Lou. I think DJ Lou did understand it and still chose to follow around a man all the whole year. You have a pass. I don't think you had to spend it all. Lou knew he did. And he chose to spend it all following around a boy he likes.
Do you remember when we used to do that with Eddie Vedder during the songs? He's like, that goes back in the Mets.
Yankee hat's here. Shit, it's going to be a long night, Jeff. I'm at.
Oh, somewhere they got the Mets hats back. Everyone, look out.
Oh, McCready, son of a bitch. This guy's eyeballing me the whole time again.
The guy bought the Henderson place next to me.
Fucking DJ Lewis, Jeremy grown up. You're if Jeremy didn't kill himself in high school.
Oh, man. Jacob, would you raise the Titanic and live in it?
Ooh.
Boys, this is a low. This is a big question. I've been if I had a boatload of cash, first of all, I mean, Christine brought up what they're doing with the Titanic now. I would love to have bought the salvage rights to it and just preserved it.
How would you preserve it? Would you have a team of sharks surrounding it at all times?
No. Like, they paint oil rigs underwater, and you could do the same thing with the Titanic. You can have it cleaned of all the rust and have a preserve coating put on it so that it doesn't deteriorate, but they won't do that. But let's not drift into Titanic now, because, I mean, there are things I would like to do.
A hand job from Joey Logano.
I'm not going to say. I want to make omelets with Jacques Pepin. Well, you're not far off, because I would like to pay some people I respect to get taught by them. My favorite knife maker, I want to pay him to teach me to make the best sword with him. I want to make a couple of swords with.
You're dying in a year.
Walter Sorrels. Yeah, I got to go and get an. Yeah, but I get to make a samurai sword with Walter Sorrels. How great is that?
That is pretty cool.
You don't want to do that?
You can't use
but
it.
But that's
though.
The. You get to have that after.
Okay.
But Jacob.
I can kill somebody with it afterward, and I'm not going to go to jail for it because I'm going to die, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want
it. Depends when you kill them and if you get caught.
Yeah, you better do that murder in the 11th hour if you're going to put a bill on
Jacob,
it.
Last week or something.
Now, Jacob, you add that in there, you're going to take all these swords you make and go on a spree where you are just slicing through heads like warm butter.
Yeah, dude.
Now I'm with you.
Hit the Kill Bill music.
No, you'll have
to. Like this.
I know you don't want to. You have to. You have to avenge those things that happened to
you. Yeah, Jacob's like,
they took your baby from you.
Jacob's like, I bought all these swords and I can't let them go to the grave without tasting blood.
Yeah, they have to taste blood once you unsheath them. Everybody will understand that. And you should be buried with your blades.
Yes, absolutely. Or
it's badass. It's sad.
I would recommend
badass, though.
I would recommend a Viking funeral of all of your swords around you. You in the middle on a bed of hay. We hit you with the fiery arrow.
I really would like that. All of us fire off a flaming arrow. I like that, I Jacob.
Jacob, that. Till we meet again in Valhalla.
But here's where you're going to lose respect for me.
Shall we dine with the gods in Valhalla?
Shit.
Yeah, dude. So you'd get a samurai sword, a couple knives.
No.
I'd like
he'd
to learn
them.
How to make. I want to. Yeah, and then I would like to.
Just hitting metal with just another blacksmith.
The riddle of steel.
And the more I'm thinking about it, all the kind of stuff I want to do, I think I would start wearing overalls with one strap off again.
Cool.
For
Duster would be a full-time thing.
No, Duster's too. I'm not looking for. I'm thinking sleeveless shirts and one strap, real baggy overalls, probably for that year. Is how I'm going. I'm gonna dress like young TLC.
Uh oh, guys.
If I need a little more love, then love a night.
What? Jason is waterfall stages of TLC.
Oh, I still come out in just silk jams. Silk jams.
I give you the red light, baby.
Custom,
it's yours,
Christine. What do you do?
Cowboy boots.
Oh,
Jacob, you're throwing around minor detail shit now. A loaf of bread.
Yeah, but here's the.
I would start smoking again.
Cigarettes? Oh yeah.
But I wanted
for sure.
Yeah. Maybe drink.
Well, I am ending with heroin also. Like you had that.
Of course.
Well, last month I'm going.
You're gonna be my super group, dude. course you're doing heroin.
Yeah, we need you to jam with Jay. But listen, I will send you a recorded message from Dan Island. Where I go, hello, Jacob and Jay. I hope your $84 million were as prosperous as mine.
I like to think that you've paid for a thing, though, where it's like you just appear on a screen opens up out of nowhere. Yeah, and you're just on it.
And I go, Jason, Jacob, by now the FBI and Interpol have killed me. You're the only ones receiving this message.
Dan Island
is
holds a treasure secret.
There is a secret buried deep somewhere on this island.
Now, I left it in a pretty bad neighborhood.
He goes, honestly,
no one seems to be figuring out my clues.
A couple kids kicked it. One of them called it gay. This gay-ass thing. So, honestly...
Then a man in a yellow bandana came by and shot it.
Honestly...
I'm starting to worry no one will find the treasure.
DC is rough. So please go find it, or else the $20 million will...
Gentleman with a gold tooth peed on it, and...
Also, the cop that I hired from Chicago to win my kumite had a bad drinking problem. Anyways, he's not in good shape. I thought he was going to solve the treasure.
Anywho.
Tally-ho. Tally-ho, gentlemen. Bloop, bloop. Goodbye, gentlemen. Bloop, bloop. Man, this whole time I've just needed to be a super... Go ahead.
I would combine good stuff with skanky stuff. Like I would like to... Like have an elephant preserve, but have the girlfriend experience on the elephant preserve. Like pay for a 10, but while we're saving elephants. Does that make sense?
What, Sex Island?
You might as well combine.
Yeah, you want Sex Island with elephants.
For good purposes. Yes,
dude, but what if one of their wet pussies makes the elephant spook? It just starts stomping around.
You know what's funny? Me and Jacob were different. God,
Jacob would love to create... Jacob's I want my own Jurassic Park so bad.
Jacob's prepared to hire whores to hang out his adventure, which I think is really old, creepy, man. My idea, at least, was for me and Christina. I'm like, let's woo women with all this money we have.
Jacob.
You know what I mean?
Well, not... Well,
Jacob,
kind of meant... If I say I have $84 million, that you're not... That's
Jacob,
just going to happen. You're
Dan
not really,
Island
like, going
does
to
not...
Vegas to pay for it.
Jacob, Dan Island does not judge. Bring your women of the night to watch my glorious gladiators.
You keep your whores.
Fight for my money.
Me and Christina are going to woo girls next door who never thought they'd do something like that.
Yeah, but then they're going to give a weird documentary interview in 20 years where she's going to be like, well, I thought we were just going with this rich guy and his wife to have a good time.
Oh, Christine's Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
She's like, that'd be so great for Christine to be Ghislaine Maxwell. You helped, you bitch. Oh, Dan, I hope, man. If I was any funnier, than I wish I was, I would have not made any more jokes about that and then just had Dan like find things. Like when you come over, just a couple weird things.
Yeah.
Like it's just a kid's underwear, stuffed in the couch. Like, why? Right. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, what is this?
You know, Isabel was here for a while. You're like, this is children's
like a
10-year-old. Underwear. Oh, like, dude, I don't know. What are you think I check what kind of underwear she wears? Or she's my daughter.
Why are you guys Barbies?
Oh, dude, just leaves you clues.
Yeah.
And just wait till it circles back to me one time. Someone who just has balls and goes, Jay, talk to me, man.
DeRosa.
You're doing some shit. DeRosa would do it. He goes, Jay, are you kidnapping and having sex with children?
Yeah. And is Christine covering it up?
Joke.
Because it says you were working the San Jose Improv, but I checked their website. You didn't work it that weekend.
Why don't you come over for dinner tonight, dude? Listen, and let's just discuss this. Jacob's, don't talk to the press just yet.
Jacob's got his ledger.
Jacob's got his ledger. He's got everything.
We can go through the whole thing.
He's got his whole ledger here.
Let's take a break so we can come back.
Let's
do a
go through the minutes. Yeah, we'll do a little, something, and then we'll have our guests come on after our second break.
Deal.
Can I throw one more in there?
Yeah.
Of course you can. We're not going to stop talking about this, Lou. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
I want to know what Annie Letterman...
My idea.
I want to know what Annie Letterman has to do. We still haven't found out what Christine would do.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true. It's fictional 84. Sorry.
But yeah, go ahead, Lou. What's the last thing?
I want to spend my last year tall. I want the tall.
Oh, surgery. You
want
to have the surgery?
Yes,
brilliant.
Sir.
You're going to be cutting into your time with recovery, just so you know.
I've been short my whole life. It's worth it.
How tall you want to get?
I want to be maybe.
Lou, you're not going to enjoy it.
6'1"?
6'1". Right. I can dunk one time.
All right, Jacob, why won't you enjoy it?
Damn, dude, that's the blackest thing I've ever heard. He assumes it's 6'1".
He won't be able to walk.
He assumes, Jacob, don't hit him with logistics. I want to say the fact that a black guy believes if he was just 6'1", he could dunk with ease.
Yeah, I'm over here standing at 6'3", feeling like Arvydas Sabonis.
That's fucking wild that he said that. He's like, I want to be 6'1", dude. Just dunk once in my life. I go, Jesus, dude, you got springs, dude.
Yeah. Wait, Arvydas could dunk until his knees went.
He could dunk because he was 6'10".
Don't think I didn't think of it.
Getting the surgery? Yeah, but you shot it down. Yeah. All right. We got to take our break so we can get our two breaks in here.
Yeah, Jacob, you have rare elephants and hired sluts to worry about.
Yeah, dude.
I like my Jurassic Park idea. It's like a slutty Jurassic Park.
Yeah, no, Jurassic Park idea. With a bunch of paid prostitutes around that have sex.
Jurassic Park.
Not
all right,
paid,
we got to go to break.
Not paid.
That's not what you said, Jacob.
Yep.
That's what you said before.
That is.
You do you.
I don't have an enemy to go to Sex Island.
Yeah, you did say. You said these. They'd be well complicated.
Rock and roll death. Do it, Jay.
It wasn't that rock and roll, dude. It is rock and roll, the heroin part.
Also, Jacob, you're talking your way out of a super group.
Yeah, I'm with you. Listen, I have no problem with guys. I don't care. I have no problem.
So creepy.
I have no problem with guys fucking hookers. I don't. I'd be a hypocrite. I'm just saying, personally, before I had a surrounding of just like hookers waiting the fuck for the money, I would want to be with chicks that were like into it.
Indoctrined.
That is what I meant. I misspoke. Like, I do think the 84, yes.
And that's what they call in the business, Jacob, girlfriend. A backpedal. That's called backpedaling.
No.
Guys, hired or not.
It's no fun. Jacob, can I tell you something? Christine's got a price, dude. You could hire her to be one of your fucking jungle safari bitches.
I can have a black child.
Yeah, yes. See, it's easy.
Sure. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. It's the Bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Hey, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to The Bonfire, Sirius XM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J. Okerson, our guest, our old friend, our old lovable friend. She's back.
What you are.
She's back. They're not going to be performing at Lincoln Field Financial anymore, but she will be at Flappers in Burbank July 15th and Wise Guys in Salt Lake City July 16th through the 17th. 16th and 17th. It's Annie Letterman.
Everywhere to me.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Annie. Some of my plugs.
No, that's
you,
it.
I demanded
that's...
you read four.
No.
I demanded it. Christine, read the thing. I demanded
after that,
it.
She'll be at Helium in Buffalo July 30th and 31st, and Caroline's in New York
Caroline's.
City.
Caroline's! You gotta mention my Caroline's.
Fuck yeah.
August 12th through the 14th. Come see Annie headline Caroline's. For tickets and other tour dates, visit Annie Letterman, LEDERMAN.com. AnnieLetterman.com. There, Annie.
Wow, thank
full,
you.
Complete read.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt with my wild sing of Michelle Branch.
Sorry, sometimes Jay's just in a really good place right now and he wants to
away
sing
from,
it.
Away from, yeah.
I have a question about underwear.
Yeah, sure. Shoot.
Your ad. Do you guys, where do you chafe? Like between your balls and your legs?
Funny you should say where that. Just had a cyst removed yesterday from that very area, from that very thing.
My boy's got a tender undercarriage right now.
But it's like in the under.
Yeah. We called it yesterday on the show, we called it the four corners of under you. It's where your ass, balls, thigh, and taint touch.
It's the four corners.
That's a special place. I can't believe you got it removed. Maybe that was like a good thing.
A blockage, an energy blockage.
Well, yeah.
I have like the opposite of a thigh gap where it's just a complete smush together thighs and they chafe and it's a nightmare and they bleed. I was wondering if you boys have also had that happening to you.
Cornstarch. Throw it
in
there.
I when I was working at a restaurant in New York, you know how they have those the postcard holder things on the wall in the bathroom?
Yeah.
In New York? Okay, so I finally convinced the Mexicans in the kitchen to give me cornstarch. They did not want to give it to me. They finally gave me a little like thing of it and I hid it in that thinking I could go back each day. And the manager found it and thought it was Coke and came out screaming at all of us.
Oh, it was just your thigh cornstarch?
Yeah.
It was just my pussy cornstarch.
You go, I do that so my thighs aren't raw.
It was I had to explain a whole medical thing to him about my vaginal ailment.
I want to ask you, because we've been tossing this around the room today. For some reason, and no real reason at all.
Oh, I know how we got there. We were talking about if you had a ton of money. Wait,
But the number makes no. I'm not worried about how we got there, other than the number seems very random. But let's say you have $84 million, but 1 year to live. and you have to spend it all.
The money goes. The money's not going to go anywhere. It's like Brewster's Million. You have to spend it. I think that was Brewster's Million. If he spent it, he got it. This is you just die. The money has to be spent. How do you spend $84 million in a year?
Well, first, I would go to all the homeless people.
Shut up. Don't be Lou. Don't be DJ.
No, listen. I'd go to all the homeless people, and I would buy them nicer tents.
Oh, what a fucking, what a mind move.
That's not bad. I'll tell you what.
I'd be like, stay here, but stay here nicer.
Yeah.
You should be like, what's the girl's name on The Walking Dead? You should be like Michonne on The Walking Dead and just have like a bunch of homeless people on chain leashes in front of you.
Like a dog walker.
I live in near the beach. It feels like that. Wait, did you guys see that there's all this sewage dumped in the Santa Monica water? The beaches are filled with shit.
Yeah, human shit, right?
So funny.
How did that happen?
I have no clue. I would like to investigate, though. It seems pretty hilarious.
There's videos, I believe, on World Star Hip Hop of people like swimming in like human shit in the ocean.
This sounds like a high school prank. It sounds like a high school prank where you're like, the seniors from Central got everybody.
If you don't know, like, I don't care if there's a hair in my food unless I notice it. You know, if I'm swimming in shit and I'm enjoying myself, I don't really care.
Until you notice that you're swimming in shit, and then it changes the whole history.
I'll tell you what.
These assholes telling me I'm swimming in shit. It's like, let me just swim.
You really? Could you not? If you ate like a cookie that was made primarily of human hair, and you got it down, didn't know, and then were told it was hair, you wouldn't like. I'd start heaving immediately.
It would be upsetting afterwards. Yes.
No, yeah. I
would
just that's what I'm saying. Your whole history changes if you're in the ocean. If you're like, that was a good swim, and they're like, did you have fun in that warm water? That was shit and piss.
I hemorrhage.
I was a kid. I shit in the pool as a kid, and like my mom was like, "Is that your turd?" And I was like, "No."
And what, you had an in-ground pool, above ground pool?
No, at the local pool. Like, I was the one that, like, where they're like, "Is that a Snickers or a shit?" It was my shit.
Really?
Damn. Can I ask you just a logistical question of shitting in the pool?
Lowry.
Did you feel like clipping it? It was going to be a messy ending. Do you remember the ending of it where you're like, "God, cut it."
Well, wait. Can I tack on? I want to tack on to that question. Yeah. Also, when it comes out, you have to make a decision to set it free. You could keep it like bunched up in your bottoms there, but you have to actually like give it to the earth. Like, you have to.
No, yeah, you have to let it go. And I guess I just didn't know it was going to float. And honestly, I was four. It wasn't as recent as you guys were probably assuming. But
I thought you were going to say 24. And then you're like, yeah, it was 24. It was fun. I was in Montreal.
Love 24.
But yeah, when you're 4 years old, I just thought that the shit would sink. You telling me it floated blew my mind. I didn't think a turd would float.
I don't know physics. I don't know all that stuff. But I did. I remember because I was constipated when I was a kid. And so I would hold it in and then it would just have to come out at some point. So it would be hard. It was like a very hard turd that came out.
I don't want to upset Danny because he's worried now that all his beliefs are turned upside down on their head. If healthy turd supposedly should float.
Is it like the Salem trials?
If your healthy one sink, Lou?
If your turd sinks, it's
Black
a witch.
Black Lou, you're shaking your head no.
I think it's the turds with oil on them. They float to the top.
Oily ass turds.
Don't got have some oil, in. They sink.
Oh, so you got to keep your turds moist, Danny. You put cocoa butter on them shits?
Yeah, I have to help them out, you know?
Grease them up.
It's like a birthing process.
Man, shitting, though, in a pool really clears that thing out fast, huh? Everyone's like,
yeah.
It's like a bidet, though, honestly. It is. It's like the world's. It was my first bidet experience, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, you gave a natural birth.
I didn't need to wipe.
I would say my first colonic was at a water park when the water slide was so steep and crazy fat. Geauga Lake, I remember the place in Ohio, that I didn't realize it ripped the lining out of my bathing suit and shoved it all up my ass, like a little bit hanging out, just like a little pin for the grenade. And it was all up there. And then
I did a magic trick and pulled it.
And then I like felt something weird in my butt, and I don't know if I tried to fart. I was a little kid. I tried to fart or something. And then I thought I shit in the pool, and then it turns out I just shit out the netting from my underwear or from my bathing suit.
That sounds hot. Like your the netting was torn from your pants.
The slide was like, give me that. It's funny. I'm going to shove this up your butt.
It's funny. There is a genre of pornography of girls like stuffing their own like panties into their pussy, which I don't fully understand.
What are they? I don't really get it at all. pull a flag out.
You don't have to try that hard if you walk around long enough.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's such a weird. No, I don't mean that. I mean like panties are off your body. And just like for no reason, just like storing them in your pussy for a second and then pulling them back out. It's a weird genre of porn, but I don't get it.
You could search for it. Like, you could search for it under Meat Locker.
It's like a clown like pulling the fabric out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a magic trick.
Yeah, well, I don't think that it would be funny if it just that would be a great magic if she put in one pair of underwear and then pulled out those, and then all of a sudden those were attached to like seven other pairs of underwear.
I got the whole week. Got the whole week right here.
We got the whole week. You're like, that was not, those were boy shorts. What's going on in that PH, girl?
Was that one of those basketball shorts?
Yeah, pussy stuffing has never really understood that.
So, Annie.
With panties. Yeah. Of all things.
I want to get back to Annie's $84 million.
I would get like, well, I guess, you know, it's only a year, but I would get like a nice house on the beach. Maybe not the shit beach, somewhere else.
Okay.
On vacation. Maybe I go on a lot of vacations, like private jet vacations for my family.
That's the.
I don't have a good, funny answer. I would probably just like, can you donate it? You would. It would be fun to kind of.
No, you can't donate it. Annie, I'm buying.
But I was going to say manipulative donation. Give it to a real obscure thing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, like, donate to the Klan and Black Lou's behalf.
Yes, I was just going to say, like, donate, but make them fight over it. Like, they have to, there's some sort of game they have to do.
Yeah, that's
this true. Tree is planted in the name of Hitler on behalf of my friend, Lewis Johnson. Yeah.
Who shit floats them? Who can do enough of the shits that float to the top or something? Oh, it'd be like a fun.
Now
it'd
be fun.
To fill you in, I'm buying an island and having a kumite of old fighters fight to the death while I sit in a throne and watch. So I'm spending my $84 million.
But wait, they're old, so you don't feel guilty?
Yeah.
Oh, and my God.
And we're also all and we're all agreeing we're probably going to do heroin right down the pike there towards the end. Last two months to a month,
start booting up.
And Jacob, I don't know if you've met Jacob before. Jacob here is going to have a bunch of hookers, be on a weird safari island with him, and where they can't say no.
He's going to rape.
But no. He's paying them, and they came on their own volition. But I tell you what, 6 months into it, those girls are going to look at each other one day while they're fanning Jacob with giant palm leaves and go, yo, I think we may have bit off more than we can chew. This guy's insatiable.
There will be several times that Jacob uses the term perimeter with all of that.
Do not break the perimeter.
So wait, are they, they're like naked running in the safari?
No, I would think more of it. Jacob, I don't mean to cut in here, but I think more of a loincloth look.
Yeah, I'm picturing a loincloth look, like a real, like a tattered fucking Jane.
Yeah.
I was envisioning Payne to come off like Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, like he does the whole environmental thing, but it works.
You should just let us keep talking, Jacob. You didn't look cool with her right there at all.
Leonardo DiCaprio, when he bangs, he wears headphones?
No.
Really? To get in the zone?
Yeah, I heard that.
What does he listen to?
And is like as detached from the human as possible.
Does he listen to podcasts?
Yeah. We don't know what he's listening to exactly.
This is serious.
In the middle of fucking you, he's like, oh, man. He goes, that girl did kill that girl. He's listening to Serial.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I didn't know that was a life hack. Oh, like batteries in the fridge.
Good for you, Patton Oswalt's wife.
Oh,
good for you, Patton Oswalt's wife, solving that mystery.
Yeah.
Would it have been solved if she lived? That's the question.
Good call.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's.
Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.